We know that porn causes sexual disorders. We know it normalizes violence towards women. We know it's a leading contributor to divorce. 30% of men between the ages of 18 and 30 use it daily. Folks, it eliminates, in the mind of the young, it eliminates the need for marriage. What do you need a wife for when you got a porn site? I mean, all you get out of marriage is sex, right? That's what they tell us on every television show that's out there. And then sometimes all you get out of marriage is gay sex. Sometimes all you get out of marriage or not marriage on some TV shows is, you know, shacking up with the neighbor down the street and having all three of you in bed at the same time. That actually happened on CBS, by the way. I saw it. It is objectifying our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our aunts, our nieces, and the neighbor down the street. It objectifies them and converts them from no longer being a creature created by Almighty God with an eternal immortal soul into something that is nothing more than practically useful for men to avoid commitment. They think they're avoiding it. You know, how ironic. Well, I'm going to avoid the commitment of holy matrimony, and instead I'm going to commit to the daily consumption and slavery of pornography consumption. You really think that you lost something in the process there? Well, marriage isn't for me. Oh, because you have pinup girl 34, right? Listen to this. The average age of exposure for males to porn is 11. 11! They're not even done reading the Brothers Grimm, for heaven's sake. 11. Were it not for our oversaturation in sex, we wouldn't think twice about banning it. There's a greater principle at work here, too, says Michael Warren, and it's equally promising. Young men and women on both sides of the political spectrum are questioning the sexual revolution. Last November, the Spectator's Lara Prendergast called out those prudish elements in the, of the sisterhood whipping up a sexual reformation. Quote, we actually read this story here on the show. It's in an old pile of prep from last year. The old feminist trope says that it's not a woman's responsibility to worry about her own safety. It is a man's job not to harass her. Yet women are clearly taking increasingly extreme measures to protect themselves because a small number of vocal campaigners are telling us that all our worst fears about men are true and that we must take action. Well, I'd say your worst fears about men that aren't real men, that are not pursuing what is difficult, which is virtue, and instead are pursuing what is easy, which is sin, I'd say your fears are well-founded. How can someone that is a rabid consumer of pornography look at a female, especially an attractive one, and not think of anything other than sex? Do they see a soul? No. And if they do, they want to have relations with it.